Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Friday morning, and we have a guest in studio today. And doesn't happen very often these days, but we are so happy to have Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department in studio. Good morning.
Thanks, Brandon. How long has it been since I've been here?
Boy, February of 2020, I'm guessing?
At least, yes. Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah, well, we are certainly glad to do this. And before we get into our interview, just kind of how are things going for you?
Well, as far as the police department goes, of course, we're coming out of the COVID issue, and we're a little understaffed right now, which is not unusual, just the degree is a little unusual. The hiring pool seems a little thinner these days. So we're really focused on trying to get that back up to speed in both patrol and corrections. But other than that, crime is still relatively stable, and the police department, of course, is coming to work every day. All the employees, communications, corrections, records, police officers performing the services people expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and with your day-to-day job that never stops, keeping the community safe. We saw folks out last weekend at Juneteenth and out there serving up burgers. It was a good time, and a lot of those officers taking their own time to help out.
Yeah, that was very exciting. I was out for the Unity Walk and saw the trailer that we had purchased last year and outfitted and trained officers in. This really was the very first time we've been able to deploy it the way it was intended to be deployed. We did use it for a Christmas drive-through last year and another event, but really not the way we had hoped. So it was very exciting to see it. And I've received lots of positive feedback about not only the trailer, but the food and the interaction with the officers in that kind of environment.
I was kind of giving praise to those burgers because I got to try one out there last Saturday. And I don't know where you get those, but they were really, really good.
Well, we have a few things we can't talk about. We have to keep confidential, and our burger recipe is one of those things.
Okay.
Well, thanks for asking, though.
Very cool. Well, it was great to see you guys out there, and a lot of fun. We also saw you guys have been in the news a lot here this week. There's been obviously the shooting incident that happened on Wednesday, but there was also a law board meeting on Monday, and the budget was approved. And I thought we'd maybe start there. I know I was a little surprised. There's always three options or a few different options that the police department will present to the law board. Typically, they'll go with the one that doesn't cost as much money, and this time it was just the reverse. They picked the biggest increase, and I think I was a little surprised by that. What was your initial reaction?
Well, I was pleased with the vote to choose and vote on the one that we preferred. This budget process is a very long process internally for us before it ever becomes public and we start having those conversations. Every year, we ask our employees to bring forward what they believe are needs in the department, and it is always a list that is drastically reduced because of the cost. These are all good suggestions. They would help us do our jobs better, provide more service to the community, but we pared it down to a point where we thought it was reasonable, and we brought it forward. We know that what we bring may not be what's approved, as you saw last year for the 2021 budget. So I was very thankful. I was very pleased. I thought the staff did a good job making the case for these things. But again, these decisions end up with the law board, and I was very pleased with the decision they made, especially on behalf of the employees that work there.
All right, very good. We have a caller here with a question or a comment, so let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for your efforts of your good office, and thank you for the things we don't see in town, like the high-speed chases through town or losing our police director to another municipality that pays a lot more money. Thank you for all you do for us.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
And, getting back to the budget discussion here, and last year we didn't see an increase, so this is probably a real welcome for you this time around since you did get the one you preferred.
There's a larger context here. So, yes, we were pleased. I understood what happened last year and why, and the situation that the city and the county and our community was in. We had a lot of unknowns at the time. Fortunately, the economic impact wasn't quite as dire as what was predicted or anticipated. All those decisions made by the city and county officials that fund the police department were perfectly reasonable. I'm glad that this year, when we presented the budget, they were able to see that the need that we proposed or that we shared was there and agreed with that. But the larger context I refer to is what's been happening nationally in policing. We have seen so many communities, unfortunately, not support their police department and actually make concerted efforts to provide less support financially. When this started, I had private conversations with many people, and it was very predictable what I thought was going to happen, and I predicted some of the things that we've seen. And unfortunately, folks that were making those decisions didn't really understand the gravity and the long-term impact of what would occur. And I routinely went around the county here as I saw that happening, because I didn't see that kind of reaction to our police department thanking them for their support, being appreciative for being the police director here in Riley County, here in Kansas. It's something I don't take for granted. I never take it for granted. I believe you have to earn your trust as a police department every day. In my role, I have to earn my keep every day. Tomorrow's a new day. If things don't go well today, then tomorrow's a new opportunity, especially with earning trust with all segments of our society. So the fact that the law board decided this year to support the compensation, especially for our employees, was something that I thought was critically important. It carries an immense weight with them in terms of options that they have down the road if they don't feel like they're getting the support they need from the community. So I'm very appreciative.
Well, you talked at the top of the show here that, you know, hiring's a little bit of a challenge right now, and part of the budget increase, I know there's some more personnel positions. Maybe kind of recap a little bit what's going to be included in that.
One of the positions, which isn't something that people really think about, is we have inmates that we take care of in the jail. We have an obligation as running the correctional facility to take care of all of their needs. And we've had two jail cooks for many, many years. And one retired not too long ago, who could have retired long, long ago. And we have another cook who's in her 70s that could retire anytime. And historically, whenever one of them were sick or took vacation or left, we'd have to use correctional officers to help out in food service and in the kitchen. Well, that's not a good use of our correctional personnel. So we requested a third cook to prevent that from happening. And right now, in fact, the corrections is going to 12-hour shifts this weekend because we're so short-staffed. So we really can't afford, I believe, to be putting corrections officers in the kitchen anymore. We really need to have a third dedicated cook to cover those gaps. Another position is a court security screener. Because of the backlog in trials, many of the activities of the courts are going to be held off-site. As you've reported, I think, before in the Wareham Hotel, they'll be doing jury selection there. It's required that all the prospective jurors be screened. They can't just walk in like they can't walk into the courthouse. So we requested another court security screener so we could conduct business at the municipal court, the district court, and at the Wareham Theater when needed. And then the last position is beefing up our HR department. We did a reorganization earlier this year to align some of the functions to operate more efficiently, divide duties, provide some more checks and balances in certain areas of the department. So we requested a part-time position be converted to a full-time position to help with that.
All right. Well, I think obviously the courts, that's a big thing and probably a very necessary thing with all the uncertainty there with trials. And it's good that we have an option here with the Wareham Opera House now to do that. That's been a real challenge.
It has. You know, the courts take direction from the Kansas Supreme Court, and then you have your district courts and a chief judge in each one. And they make decisions about what they want to do and what they need, and we're obligated to try to meet those needs. And so that's why, again, having this third location as part of the court process for trials, we felt strongly that we needed another person to be able to perform those duties in a different location.
All right. We're speaking with Director Dennis Butler with Riley County Police Department. We're going to take our first break of the program, and we'll come back and talk more RCPD activity in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.